This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the world's largest economies unveiled an infrastructure plan Saturday for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but there was no immediate consensus on how forcefully to call out Beijing over human rights abuses. The Build Back Better World project is aimed squarely at competing with China's trillion-dollar Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative, which has been widely criticized for saddling small countries with unmanageable debt, but has included even G7 member Italy since its launch in 2013. Citing China's forced labor practices is part of President Joe Biden's campaign to persuade fellow Democratic leaders to present a more unified front to compete economically with Beijing. Canada, Britain, and France largely endorsed Biden's position, while Germany, Italy, and the European Union showed more hesitancy, according to a senior Biden administration official. The post-Brexit turbulence between Britain and the European Union is providing an unwanted distraction at the G7 summit. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told reporters at the summit that the EU are not playing ball when it comes to post-Brexit talks on Northern Ireland.
We're seeing, I think, a lot of unnecessary interference, a lot of unnecessary difficulties. I think we can sort it out with goodwill.
The EU is angry that the UK government has not yet put in place new checks on some goods coming into Northern Ireland from the UK. Meanwhile, Britain says the checks are imposing a big burden on businesses and destabilising Northern Ireland's hard-won peace. Johnson lamented the bloc's unpragmatic approach to post-Brexit talks. He threatened to use an emergency clause to suspend agreed-upon rules if the bloc did not compromise. Karen Chalas, London.
This is VOA News.